Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Near and the days are clear, it surely isn't good to sit by the fire and want to stoke it higher when you should be out cutting more wood. From November to March, the winter winds are harsh and the fields and the marsh are covered up with snow. When you trudge to the shed, you have to scratch your head because the dad blamed plow's getting low. On wood, firewood is not a stove in do you any good without wood. We could be out cutting more wood. When the kindling is dwindling, the bottom logs get soggy, those ricks of sticks and racks of stacks, it makes you wonder where they go, and barnfuls and armfuls only last a week or so, then you'll be hurting for wood. Now the sassafras, it burns too fast, it darts the fire but never lasts. Swamp oak likes to smoke, you blow it till you think you'll choke. But hickory is just a tree to remind you of the ecstasy of having a pile of good wood. I said wood, firewood, there's not a stove in the world gonna do you any good without wood. We could be out cutting some wood. Now the Scandia and Yodel brands are made so far across the sea. The Fisher kind and Timberline are made here in this country. With all the rest put to the test, the one I like the best is the one my Uncle Wade made for me. He took an oil drum and welded some piping from the septic tank, and fore and aft he cut a draft. Then he made a damper crank with an old broom from the back room, painted it fire engine red and said, now watch her consume your wood. Your wood, firewood, not a stove in the world gonna do you any good without wood. We could be out cutting some wood. Now the spring rolls around and I spade the muddy ground. I have often found I lay my saw away, the shed is empty, and yet you can make a bet that I'll forget to cut more wood. The old timers say, split a little every day and stack it away to season well. But from March to November, I rarely do remember. December will find me in a rut. Without wood, firewood, there's not a stove in the world gonna do you any good. Without wood, we could be out cutting some. Throw it in the oil drum. What do you think your saw is for? You can always use some more wood.
Yeah, pretty much the story of my life from about now. Clear on through March, yeah. Firewood there. More Woods, actually, the title of the song from Andy Cohen. New CD is called Road to Be Kind. Hey, folks, welcome to Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calker, just starting things off. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours, spinning mostly acoustic music. Got a few new things this week. That was a good one, yeah. I'm about ready to start finishing off last year's pile of cherry that I've been working through. And then it's back to the ash and the maple and all that sort of stuff. Don't have any hickory like he was singing about. Never had any hickory, but that would be, I like how it smells. That'd be good. I wish I had some of that. And yeah, he was talking about the wood stoves in there too, and talking about the old ones made out of a 50-gallon drum. I actually knew a guy whose dad used to make those. He actually made quite a good business out of doing that. But yeah, good stuff. I miss the old stoves. You know, the old ones got real, real hot. I just have one of those more modern ones with the stone, the soapstone sides and everything. It's all non-catalytic and environmentally friendly and whatnot. But they don't seem to get as hot as the old ones did. But anyway, we're going to keep things going right now with another brand new release, this time from Les Copeland. Has a new CD out called To Be In Your Company, and you probably recognize this one. It's called Sunny Afternoon.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, lazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taking everything I've got. All I got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from the squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me in. And I live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime. My car, gone back to the ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, lazing all sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me, I'll sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. Cause I love so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime. Save me, save me, save me from the squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, lazing on sunny afternoon. In the summertime, summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Well, Once upon a sinkhole, a prince who'd lost his people slipped out through daddy's keyhole late one night. With no land left to fight for, nor love quite fit to bite for, the crown felt far too tight to slip from sight. But when the stars came calling, so free and free from falling, their sparkling arcs across the sky. Like fireflies on fixtures, like drops of devil's tincture, he'd drink their liquor and go blind. And wander and crawl through caves of slumber while happily ever undergone for days. But in his dreams, a lover sprang forth from under covers, a crest of deafening color songs. With stripes and spotted feathers, a storm of sunny weather, she smiled as if forever high. But in her eyes were embers of memories long dismembered, of sparks so clever tempers rise. Understand her in all her grace and grandeur, while flames that only fan her rise and fall. And though the fire burned them, he raked the coals and turned them, the steady breath of learning rise. As surely as tomorrow has yesterday to borrow, the light to follow through the caves. Through dark and ancient paintings of children's rants and ravings, her lantern eyes, my light, her lantern eyes, my light. Her lantern eyes might light the way. Her lantern eyes might light the way.
Stolen from the desert, in the lost part of the state. Just a half-broke horse, he waits by the gate. No bridled horse can stand him or any of his kind. Their hidden laws condemn him, they're so rigid and refined. He watches on the edge, dirty coat, shaggy mane. Too wild for this world, too tame for Mustangs. Grew up in the desert, in the lost part of the state. Cut our teeth on promises and empty plates. Single wides and ranches disappear before our eyes. These folks here don't come around, they're so rigid and refined. We stand on the edge, dirty coats, ragged hands. We're strangers to this world and this new breed of man. Whip is on us, we won't last another summer. They'll have to come and take us with the force of 10 trains. Cause it's no life worth living if we don't hold the reins.
Thank you. August is a gate, August is the wind.
Martha Scanlon for you here on Out of the Woods. August is a gate. I still can't believe August is gone, and here we are almost through September. Can you believe it? Amazing. That's from her new one, The Shape of Things Gone Missing, The Shape of Things to Come, here on Out of the Woods. Elin Jewell, just before that, from her latest, Sundown Over Ghost Town, and we heard Half Broke Horse. Danny Schmidt, from his Owls CD, and the one that leads off the disc, Girl with Lantern Eyes. And we started you off brand new from Les Copeland, from his new CD, To Be in Your Company. And of course, yes, the old Kinks tune there, Sunny Afternoon, written by Ray Davies. Great version. I like that. A lot of fun. All right, folks. Well, we're up to that point where we're going to take our first break. So we'll be back with more great music right after this.